Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 29. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Qué tal, Carmen?
Muy bien, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, muy bien. Y muy contento porque...
¿Sí? ¿Por qué?
Tenemos una noticia muy interesante esta semana.
¿Qué noticia? Cuéntame.
Pues una noticia que no tiene nada que ver con Alejandro y Rory y María, sino con Coffee Break Spanish.
Sí, cuéntame, cuéntame.
Bueno, hemos recibido un correo hace 2 o 3 días para decirnos que Coffee Break Spanish ha sido nominado por 2 premios.
Madre mía, pero bueno, eso está muy bien, ¿no?
Sí, sí, sí. Lo voy a explicar en inglés por si acaso.
Vale.
So, Coffee Break Spanish has been nominated both in the Academy of Podcasters Awards and in the Podcast Awards. So the People's Choice Podcast Awards are organized every year, and then there's also the Academy of Podcasters Awards. And we have had a shortlist in both of them for the education category.
That's great.
Estamos muy, muy contentos. Y también en los Podcast Awards también hay Coffee Break Italian. Entonces,
oh, espectacular. Bueno, sí. Entonces estamos de celebración.
Exacto. Now, our listeners can help us. Mm-hmm. They need to go
Please.
To... Sí, sí, sí. They need to go to podcastawards.com and there they can select Coffee Break Spanish in the education category, and once they've selected that, enter their email and their name and send their vote for Coffee Break Spanish to the organizers. Now, there is also one other thing they need to do. When you send your vote, you receive an email back saying please verify your vote. You simply click on that link and there you go.
Sounds very easy.
Very easy. It takes literally about 10 seconds. Entonces, por favor, por favor.
Votad.
Votad. Let's get back to Coffee Break Spanish.
Okay.
Porque esta semana seguimos con nuestra historia.
Con el tesoro, ¿verdad?
Exacto. Y bueno, María, al final del otro episodio, del episodio 28, María iba a hablar con su profesor.
Sí, recuerdo, con el profesor de universidad, ¿vale?
Exacto.
Para ver qué consejo, ¿no?, les daba.
Exacto. Entonces, esta semana vamos a escuchar el próximo capítulo de la historia.
Perfecto, pues vamos a por él.
Alejandro, he hablado con María. Me ha dicho que ya ha hablado con su profesor y me ha explicado lo que tenemos que hacer.
Contame, loco.
Pues es muy importante que avisemos al Estado español de que hemos encontrado un tesoro. Porque, aunque sea de procedencia escocesa, pertenece al patrimonio histórico español. El profesor dice que no deberíamos haber sacado el baúl del agua porque se podría haber dañado.
¿Podemos meternos en un lío por haberlo sacado?
En teoría sí, pero por suerte sacamos fotos del baúl en la cueva. Es decir, tenemos pruebas de que lo encontramos en el fondo marino y de que continúa en las mismas condiciones.
Uf, menos mal, ¿eh? ¿Y a quién tenemos que llamar? ¿A la policía?
Sí, tenemos que ponernos en contacto con la policía o la Guardia Civil. Ellos tienen un protocolo y nos dirán qué tenemos que hacer. Ellos se pondrán en contacto con el gobierno escocés.
¿Y te van a dar una recompensa?
Pues no lo sé. El profesor dice que si las joyas son valiosas y las catalogan como patrimonio histórico, me pueden llegar a dar el 50% del valor total. Y además, seremos famosos. Saldremos en los periódicos.
¿Hablas en serio? Esto es una gran noticia.
Alejandro, he estado dándole vueltas a eso que soñaste.
¿Ah, sí?
Sí. Si me dan dinero, puedo pagarme el doctorado. Y solo necesito encontrar un tema. Estoy pensando en hacer algo de biotecnología algal. Tengo una hipótesis. Podría ser que las algas que habían en la entrada de la cueva protegieran el cofre. Y por eso está en tan buenas condiciones. No estoy seguro de qué clase de alga es. Igual es una especie poco conocida. Obviamente solo es una teoría infantil, pero podría investigar en esta dirección.
Me gusta la idea, Rory. ¿Te das cuenta? A veces pasan cosas muy buenas, ¿eh?
Buenísimas, diría yo. Bueno, no cantemos victoria todavía. Esta tarde, cuando María salga de trabajar, iremos a casa de sus padres, haremos más fotos del baúl y de las joyas y llamaremos a la policía. ¿Tú crees que algún día nuestro tesoro estará en algún museo? Muy bien.
Me ha encantado.
Okay, so now what happens, of course, is we have a listen to the text or an explanation of the text in English to help our listeners understand. Okay, so in this dialogue, we join Rory and Alejandro as they discuss the latest developments following their discovery of the sunken treasure. Rory starts by explaining to Alejandro that he's spoken to Maria. She has spoken to her professor and explained to him what they must do. It appears that they need to inform the Spanish government that they've found the treasure, because even though it's from a Scottish source, it forms part of the historical Spanish heritage. It's quite a tricky thing to translate. El patrimonio histórico, ¿no?
Sí, sí, pero lo has hecho muy bien.
Gracias. In fact, they shouldn't have removed the barrel from the water because it could have been damaged. Alejandro is worried that they could end up in trouble because they brought the barrel to the surface.
¿Podemos meternos en un lío por haberlo sacado?
That's a great phrase, meterse en un lío. Theoretically, they could end up in trouble, but fortunately, they took photos of the barrel in the cave, so they have proof that they found it at the bottom of the sea and that it remains in the same condition. Alejandro is relieved. He asks who they should call, the police, for example. Rory explains they could call the police or the Guardia Civil because they have a protocol and they'll explain what they have to do. And they will get in touch with the Scottish government. Alejandro asks the pressing question, are they going to give Rory a reward? Rory doesn't know. The professor has said that if the jewels are valuable and they decide that they form part of the patrimonio histórico, then they could end up giving him 50% of the overall value. And they'll be famous, they'll be in the newspapers.
Y además, seremos famosos, saldremos en los periódicos.
Alejandro can't believe this. Rory admits that he has been thinking more about what Alejandro suggested about being able to afford his doctorate. As we know, in addition to finding the funding, he just needs to identify the topic for his thesis. And their adventure has led him to wonder about writing about algal biotechnology.
Quite challenging.
Not your everyday type of vocabulary. But he has a theory. It could be that the seaweed or the algae, which they found at the entrance to the cave, was protecting the treasure in a way. And this is why it was in such good condition. Rory's not sure about which type of algae it was. And it could even be a little known species. Obviously, this is just a theory for now, but he could take things further. Alejandro thinks it's a great idea. He comments that sometimes good things just happen like that. However, Rory reminds him that they shouldn't celebrate just yet.
No cantemos victoria todavía.
This evening, when María gets out of work, they'll go to her parents' house, take more photos of the chests and of the treasure, and they'll call the police. He ends by asking Alejandro if he thinks that one day their treasure will be in a museum.
Muy bien.
Okay. Let's go back to something that Rory and Alejandro were talking about there when they said they'll be in the newspapers. What did they say again?
Saldremos en los periódicos.
Saldremos en los periódicos. Now, we know that saldremos is a future tense, of course. It comes from which verb?
Salir.
Salir. Let's just conjugate salir in the future just so that everyone's aware of that one. So, I will go out.
Yo saldré.
You will go out.
Tú saldrás.
He or she will go out.
Él o ella saldrá.
We will go out.
Nosotros saldremos.
You all will go out.
Vosotros saldréis.
And they will go out.
Y ellos saldrán.
Muy bien. Entonces, saldré, saldrás, saldrá, saldremos, saldréis, saldrán.
Perfecto.
Now, why are we using salir en el periódico? Because we're not going out anywhere.
What do you use in English, Mark?
Well, in English, we would say we will be in the newspapers, mm-hmm. or perhaps we'll appear in the newspapers. But I think that would be used more for example, appearing on television. Even then, you could say we'll be on the telly.
We would say in that case, saldremos en la televisión. So we would use the same. We can probably say that for verbs when you are going to appear somewhere public,
yeah.
We always use salir.
Salir, okay. Mm-hmm. Salir en la prensa, por ejemplo,
sí,
se podría decir.
Salir en las revistas.
En las revistas, mm-hmm. en la televisión, en la radio también.
En la radio también, sí.
Okay, so we can use salir in this sense when we're talking about appearing on TV or in a newspaper or something like that. And that's why Rory and Alejandro say saldremos en los periódicos. They're mm-hmm. going to be famous. Seremos famosos. Saldremos en los periódicos.
They will be on the newspapers.
Perfecto. And one other thing, just before we move on. You mentioned when we were reading through the English part there, you said one of the phrases that Rory was saying, and he said, let's not celebrate just yet.
No cantemos victoria todavía.
That's a good one, a good one. So cantar victoria, mm-hmm. to literally to sing victory.
Mm-hmm.
But here we're saying no cantemos victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting because it's a wee imperative.
¿Sí?
Not a little imperative in Scotland.
a wee one.
A wee one. No, it's a wee. It's an us form. So nosotros. However, we're not saying nosotros no cantamos.
Mm-hmm.
We're not singing victory just yet. We're saying let's not sing victory just yet because it's using the subjunctive form.
Mm-hmm.
No cantemos victoria todavía. If we were saying, for example, let's not speak Spanish until Carmen arrives, we would say...
No hablemos español hasta que Carmen llegue.
Oh, another beautiful subjunctive there as well. No hablemos español hasta que Carmen llegue.
Mm-hmm.
Bueno, ya está. That's all for this preview episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, there's the full episode that you can access on our website at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. And in the meantime, muchas gracias.
Lo dejamos por hoy aquí y nos escuchamos la próxima semana. Pero Mark,
sí.
Enhorabuena otra vez por el premio.
Bueno, no cantemos victoria todavía.
Bueno, crucemos los dedos.
Crucemos los dedos. And if you can, go and vote for Coffee Break Spanish at the Podcast Awards. So that's podcastawards.com. We would be very grateful. Muchísimas gracias.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.